who don't eat chametz on Pesach, but right away it says shivas yomim techlol of matzah. But for 7 days you're supposed to eat matzah. So there's a hekish chametz to the mitzvah matzah. I would think kol sheyeshna b'kum echol matzah. Whoever has the chiyuv to eat matzah, whoever's beklal this mitzvah saseh is man gromum to eat matzah. Men is yeshna about techlol chametz. So a man has the isra not to eat chametz. Of a bahani noshi women. They should be potter from eating matzah, because matzah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. It only comes once a year, so they should be potter from eating matzah. To have a mitzvah sasei shazman gromhi is aimer about teichah chometz namilis nayu. So I would think here this lav is different. Even though women are ubechlal all the lavim of the Torah, but the lav of chometz is different, because I think the Torah only gave the lav of chometz where you have the mitzvah sasei to eat matzah. And Noshim don't have the mitzvah to eat matzah, maybe they don't have the lav of chometz. Kamash malon. That's why I need the pasuk of ki chol oichol machmetzas v'nichrason a new limud. Ki chol oichol, whoever eats chometz gets chorus. Not only men, even women. That's why I need a special pasuk by chorus. Ki chol oichol machmetzas, anybody, even women, get chorus. So it's good, Reb Lezer. By the pasuk of chorus, we say it's coming to be marbi, even Noshim get chorus. Mashiach in the pasuk of the lav that says kichol leicha that says kol machmetz leistachelu, that's an extra pasuk that's come to tell us that are they tarubas if you eat the chometz in a mixture you're over the lav. So the Gemara now, the halacha is the hashda the israbulu b'bal teicha chometz, but now that we have this new pasuk kichol leicha machmetz v'nichrasot. That even an isha, if she eats chametz and pesach, she's over on the chorus, the chiyuv chorus, it's rabba nami lachilas matzah. Therefore, now the halacha is that the mechuyev teeth matzah midiraisa. That's the way we hold. That pesach by night and isha also has the chiyuv midiraisa teeth matzah. Ki Rebbe Lezer, like Rebbe Lezer. Yom Rebbe Lezer. Noshin chayoves lachilas matzah devat Torah. Noshin amechuyev midiraisa teeth matzah pesach by night. Shenema, the posuk says, lois toichel olav chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz. But shivas yomim techlol of matzis. But 7 days go and eat matzah. 7 days adaf, he commits to the first night. So we dashim, kol sheyeshtem about techlol chometz, whoever is bechlal this lav of not eat chometz, like we're saying even in Isher is, because we have the posik, yichol lechem achometz of nechmasom, is yeshno bechilas matzah. Has this mitzvah sesay, teat matzah. The male of Ahani, noshim, is women. Nami, ho yil v'yeshtem about techlol chometz, since they now bechlal the lav. The chiyuv chorus, not eat chametz and pesach, from the pasuk yichol lechem achmetz of nichmaso, is now yeshno mekum echol matzah. The bechlal this mitzvah to eat matzah. Read the Gemara now. So good. So all the pesukim are good. Ki yichol lechem achmetz by chorus has come to tell us that noshim also have a chiyuv chorus of eat chametz and pesach. Read the Gemara. Umay chazes the high kol the rebuya noshim. Who tells you that ki yichol lechem achmetz? It's telling me that if an isha eats chametz on Pesach, she gets chorus. Or mouth gets the ruvay. But to say that chametz are its rubas, you don't get chorus. Ema say the other way. Ema, let's say the other way. L'rebuya ruvay. Let's take a care that the pasuk yichol echom achmetz has come to tell us that if you have chametz gomer, ayidei tarubas, you mix it up, you chayev chorus. Maybe I wouldn't know an isha is chayev chorus. Maybe only if a man eats chametz ayidei tarubas. So tomorrow, that's a swerve.
All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Again, in halfway down, a little at the top. So we're asking again, oh, my chazis, how do we know? Tahai kol, the rabbi Yanoshim, the post says, kikol oichol machmetzes, v'nichrasom, there's the ribui. That somebody else also gets chorus, and we just got finished saying that means even an isha. If an isha eats chometz on Pesach, she's chayv chorus. Umavkis teruvay, but we say an erev chometz. If you have a terubas chometz, it's only balav. That is no chorus. How do you know that? Correct the Gemara. Eimel, let's say just the opposite. The rebuya eruvay. Maybe the postik yichol leichol machmetz v'nichrasoh is telling me even when you have terubas chometz, the chometz mixed in with something else. Not only is there a lav, but maybe there's even a chorus. And enech nami noshim may be a potter. They're not chayef karis if they eat chometz and pesach. So the Moriah said this is the svar mistavra. Koi bi oichlin marba oichlin. If we're talking about people that are eating, we're marba different people that eat. And there's an isha is somebody that eats. Abu koi bi oichlin is the pasuk ki chol oichol machmetz is saying whoever eats it. So we're talking about somebody that eats. So if we're talking about the people that eat,
Marvin Echolim. That's not a svar. It's not a svar to Marvin Echolim. Things, in other words, you want to tell me, not only regular chomets to get chorus, but even chomets that they tarubis. That means different type of chomets. That's not mistavra. It's more mistavra to say, since we're talking about Echolim, the pasuk is being marva Echolim, different people. In other words, it's being marva, even Nisha gets chorus. Says now, Maskiv lo Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson asked the kasha avu ad Rav Huna. Brother Rav Nosson, is it true? Whenever the Torah is talking about people that are eating, you're supposed to, you're not supposed to eat it. Is loymar v'necholim, you can't come to tell me the pasuk includes things that you eat, lash moshel here. You want to say it doesn't include tarubes chametz, because the pasuk is talking about people that are eating chametz, not the chametz itself. Well, Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says, ki chol eichel chaylev min avahema asher yakrit. Whoever eats chaylev, that's the trefa fats of an animal, you're not allowed to eat. There's a chi of chorus if you eat it. So Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it asher yakriv. Mashma from a korban, or the hema that you bring for korban, that's chaylev you're not allowed to eat. Is only yellow chaylev tamimim. Maybe only the fats of an animal that's a tam, a pure animal, that you can bring for a korban. Sheruyeli korban. That the hema, it's trefa fats, certain fats are trefa, you can't eat. What about chaylev? Bali mumin. What about you have an animal that has a mum on it? It has a that you can't bring it for carbon anyway. It has a mum on it. There's something missing, or it has a slip, or its lips are cracked. Is minayin? How do you know the chel of the fat of this animal? Talmulema, the pasuk says mina behema, from the animal, any type of animal. Chel of chulin minayin. How do you know an animal that's mamish chulin? You didn't bring for carbon at all. A regular an animal that we eat. Talmudim, the pasuk says kichol, kichol chaylev. Any type of chaylev, there's a chi of chorus if you eat it. Now v'yohochod the koy v'yochlin. Here the pasuk is talking about that a people, us, we're not allowed to eat this chaylev. That's treif of fat, you're not allowed to eat. And the pasuk says kichol oichol chaylev. Whoever eats chaylev has a chi of chorus. So the pasuk is talking about the people that are eating it, the kormar b'necholim, and we're still saying a chiddush here that not only the fats of the animal that's a korban, even the fats of an animal that's chulin, also you can eat that chaylev. So you see, even though the pasuk is talking about the people, still we are marba the food itself. So Gemara answers Parshat. Hosom deleka oichlin marba necholim. Over there we're talking about eating fats. Now there's no chiddush who is not allowed to eat it. Shetuf is alav that a man and an isha both are not allowed to eat it. So there's no riboy who's not allowed to eat it. The ribu therefore has to be in the necholim in a different type of fats. Mashenkin hocho, the iko oichlin, here it's possible to be marva nisha, to say even an isha is not allowed to eat chomets, is leshovet luli oichlin or marva necholim. Here it's a svara, we're not marva necholim, but rather we're marva oichlin. Since it's possible to say another type of a person, like an isha, that she's not allowed to eat chomets, and she gets chorus, so we'd rather add an isha than add different type of foods. That's the svara. So clearly that from the pasuk ki chol eichel machmetes v'nichrasom, that it says by machmetes you get chorus, that's talking about an isha. Even if an isha eats chometz on Pesach, she's chayav a chi of chorus. Although if you have a piece of bread that you put in a tarubis into a soup and it got dissolved in the soup and you eat it now, there's only a lav, not more. Now the Gemara says this is also according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara of Rabbonon, the last lu eruv koil loydarshi. The Rabbanan say no. If you have your piece of bread that got dissolved in the soup, there's no Issur Midrash to eat it. It's like bottle, and there's no Issur to eat it. So what does he do with the pasuk? She kol oichol machmetzis, and tomorrow kol ledash. He doesn't make a drasha from kol. Kol oichol machmetzis is like the normal way of talking. For the Mori, if that's true that they don't make a drasha from kol, so elonoshi minolhu. How do the Rabbanan know that an isha is not lari chometz on Pesach? And we had this svar before. Since the pasuk says, don't eat chametz, but eat matzah. So the svara that whoever's mechuyev matzah has the issur to eat chametz. And in svara and isha should be potter from eating matzah. Because the mitzvah says is man grama. So according to the Rabbanim, if we have no new pasuk, how do we know an isha is a chi of chorus if she eats chametz? And for the Gemara, kol lo darshi, true, the Rabbanim don't dash in the word kol. Of a ki kol darshi. By the chorus it says, ki chol oichol machmetzis v'nichrasom. It says a lashon ki kol. When it says such a lashon kikol, then the rabbanon do darshan. So by machmetes it says kikol, and with marva not only a man but even if an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she gets curse. For Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer do with the word kikol?
True, you're saying kol machmetz leisachelu tells me even an isha is not allowed to chametz. Of a kichol rabbis says a ruvay, but the pasuk says extra kichol. So maybe in kichol you can hear two chidushim that an isha is not allowed to chametz, and who would then if you have your bread that got mixed up into the soup and dissolved there, there's also an isha to eat it, and not only alav but maybe chorus. The marvachi tema maybe kichol. We have Elazar ledarish maybe no. We have Elazar doesn't know kichol is an extra drasha. There's only one drasha kol. Kichol and kol means the same thing. So therefore we only have one drasha. Kichol lechem machmetz means that an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she has a chiyuv karis. But tarubis we don't have an extra pasuk for her. But the Maran, no, I'll prove not like that. V'atanya we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says seor bal taktiru. We know when you're on the mizbeach, when you bring menachis, you're not allowed to bring seor. That's sourdough. The pasuk says kichol seor v'chol devash leisaktiru. You're not allowed to be mocked, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach honey or else sourdough. The pasuk says seor bal taktiru. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Now, ein li ela kulay. You only know you're not allowed to put the whole kizayis of seor on the mizbeach. That's called the haktarim. The least amount for haktarim is called the kizayis. So I only know you over the aver if you use the kizayis. Miktsosan inayin. How do I know if you put a chatzi zayis? Hey, it's the size of a sourdough. The size of a chatzi zayis. How do you know even that you're chayiv? How do we know? Yeah. So mitzosim inayin, Talmud Lema, the postik says kol sor labal taktiru, anything kol. So not only a whole kizayis, even a chatzi zayis is not very if you put it on the mizbeach. A ruva minayin, how do I know if you take like this little bit of the sor of sourdough and mix it into something else and put it on the mizbeach? Also, there's not very. Talmud Lema kichol, because the postik says that kichol sor b'chol devash leisaktiru. So you see, we're dashing now two drushes. From kichol, two things. Koil tells me even a miksas, and kichol tells me even erev. Is man shamad led the darish koil? Who's the man the yom all over the dashing of the word koil? Is Rabbi Eliezer. The kadarish kichol. And here we see that man the yom makes two drushes out of this word. It says kichol, and we're saying two drushes. Koil tells me even a little bit sor. You're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. And kichol comes to tell me, even if it's mixed into something else, also you're not allowed to. So the more kasha, it's back a good kasha. That the Kuri Yisiri Ablezer dashin kichol for two drushes. So also by chometz also, by the pasuk of machmetes, by chorus it says, kichol oichol machmetes v'nichrasor. So why don't we have two drushes there? One is true, even an isha, she is not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, she'll get a chiyuv karis. And the second drusha should be that even a taruv is chometz. If you have your regular bread that got mixed up into the soup and got dissolved there, and really should have been bottled, maybe no, the Torah telling you new chiddush from kol oichol machmetzes that is allowed, and from kichol she say there's a chiyuv karis. Tomorrow blies by kasha, because the Torah doesn't have a teretz for this. Usually the klal of a kasha just means like we don't have a teretz right now, but it's not a tiyufta. Tiyufta usually means we slugged you up, you're wrong. Kasha just means it's a little bit shver now, but there could be a teretz to it. Just the Torah doesn't go into a teretz right now. More about them. Amar Rabbi Avuah, Amar Rabbi Yechinen. So Rabbi Avuah is saying over the name of Rabbi Yechinen that kol isurin sheba Torah, any time the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, the Moshe we're not allowed to eat chelev, we're not allowed to eat blood, we're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov, is ein hetem etzarach liyisa. You can't put an amount, we know, you're not allowed to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, an olive, the size of an olive, worth of treifis, then you get malchus. What about if you eat a chatzi zayis? A chatzi zayis, you don't get malchus. There could be it's also chatzi shir, but there's no malchus. To get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis. What about if you eat a chatzi zayis worth of a nevela and a chatzi zayis worth of shchuta of a good kosher piece of meat? That's called hetem etzarach liyisa. You have a little piece of the yisur, but that piece is too small to get malchus. So you have another piece next to it of heter. So all of we say still you won't get malchus. The klal is ein hetem etzarach liyisa. You can't use a heter to add on to the shear to be over the yisur. Oh, chutz was what we have a pasuk here. Chutz except mi yisurei nazir. Only a nazir is different. Shirei omra Torah mishras. The Torah by nazir says you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to eat the grapes, and says loshen mishras. Anything that's soaking in wine. So the chiddush is here that we don't learn out from nazir. Right, Samuzai wouldn't say it. But I have a pasuk mishras nazir there if he has a little bit, a chatzi revias of wine, and he eats some bread with it, he'll get malchus for that.
So since it says it by Nazir, I would think learn out all over. That's a Chiddush. No, it's only by Nazir and no place else. And we'll see later when the Gemara explains why don't you learn out from here. So let's see Rashi. Ain hetem mitzvah liyisus. Rashi ots ocha chasi zayis chemiv. If somebody eats the size of a half of an olive worth of chemiv, the chasi zayis bosser, and then eat another half the size of regular kosher meat, the vasachas is ain hetem mashle mashir liyisum. Lechayva, you won't get malchus for that. Because you only ate a chatzi zayis of iser, for chatzi zayis you don't get malchus. Chutz misuri nozer, except by nozer. Sharei ocho chatzi zayis anovim. If a nozer eats a half of a grape, the size of an half of an olive worth of grapes, the chatzi zayis lechem, and half the size of an olive worth of bread, the vastachas at one time, is a locha chayiv. That's the chiddush by nozer. Even though he's only eating a half a zayis of the grape, that's all that's osur. But he's also eating another piece of bread with it. Here we say, hetem tzar for yisur. How do we know this chiddush? Shrayom return, the Torah says a lashon, mishras anovim lo yishta. Anything that's soaked in grapes, don't drink. And what does that mean? That means chayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. Telling us the chiddush, if you soak your bread in wine, you're anozer zosa. Now, what's the chiddush here? V'yikim miyayin l'chudei kezayis. If your mamash have a kezayis of wine in the bread, and you're eating it, what's the chiddush? Lom likrov. You have a kezayis of wine. So therefore, the chiddush is that no, you only have a chatzi zayis of wine in this bread. And what's mashum the shear of the kezayis is the rest of the bread. So that's the chiddush that pasuk says mishras that a nozir is chayiv. But all other yisurim, it's not that way. You only chayiv malchus, you need a shear of the kezayis of the yisur alone. That's what Rebbe Avuah said. So tomorrow is ziri yoma, ziri says noch a chiddush, afs or about taktiru. Ziri says, even this issa we had before, that you have this sourdough, the Torah says you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach, there also we say, hetem tzar for yisur. Even if you only have a chatzi zayis of the sourdough, and another chatzi zayis of a regular dough, and you put it on the Mizbeach, you're over the Aveira. Those are like Ziri. Asor about taktiru. So the Gemara command, Krebe Lezer, the Dorish Kol. He goes like Krebe Lezer, dashnos the word Kol, like we just had. From Kichol Sor about taktiru, we're dashning a Miksas, and who are dinner tarubis? Tarubis means hetem tzar for yisur. So you see, Ziri holds like Reb Lezer that you say hetem tzar for yisur by this isur of al taktiru by sor. So we have two isurim. By nozir we have a posik mishras, and by this isur not to put this or the sabeach also it says kisur. Fredrik Murray holds like Reb Lezer linyin chometz bepesach nami.